Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday said that winding up of military hysteria over North Korea could lead to a global catastrophe and cause a huge number of human casualties. He said a peaceful and a diplomatic solution could only resolve the North Korean nuclear problem. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley wants the United Nations Security Council to vote on September 11th to impose tougher sanctions. The United States has ended a program that shielded nearly 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation. The program allowed them to work and study in the U.S. Thousands of undocumented immigrants and their supporters staged protests across the U.S. against President Trump's decision to possibly end their stay in America, the only home many have ever known. Congress will have 6 months to act if it wants to continue to allow them to remain in the U.S. Former President Obama, who authorized the DACA program, sharply criticized the Trump administration's decision, saying in a statement, "To target these young people is wrong because they have done nothing wrong." Hurricane Irma continued to batter the Caribbean islands Wednesday, unleashing its Category 5 winds, life-threatening storm surges, and dangerous flooding. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said the eye of the potentially catastrophic storm packed sustained winds of 295 kilometers per hour as it churned over St. Martin and Anguilla. Forecasters predict that the extremely dangerous core of the hurricane will also move over parts of northern Virgin Islands. Irma was traveling west-northwest at 26 kilometers per hour. This is VOA News.